Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray John Blyden here. Don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to definitely check out our Random Thoughts shorts to broaden your mind a bit. Things that you might not know, that's not commonly known. Lots of interesting facts and history things going on there, so I would check it out. Stay there, Chip. They're still drive me insane here from Monday, but what can you do? Dogs, you gotta love them. All right, let's just get into the news here. Not going to be a long show. I don't need to keep repeating myself about the analytics and all that. I've kind of transitioned over into more so shorts. I'm thinking about maybe doing music video shorts. I don't know how that would be. Like, maybe I could take a minute of a song. And if anyone liked that idea, let me know. But what is she? Oh boy. Okay. Anyway, getting the news today from AmericanWireNews.com. Let's see. She's completely destroyed my sheet, my everything. That's puppies for you. What can you do? One day they'll grow out of it like Chip did. Nonetheless, let's not whine about my puppy. Here is, oops, that's not the news. Hold on, that is my YouTube. Okay, that was not what I wanted to show. Nonetheless, it showed. There we go. That is what I wanted to show. Let's see, anything good in the neighborhood? Anything good? You know, it's just this particular computer. Because my laptop and my gaming computer, Chrome is fine, but Chrome, for some reason, especially with YouTube on this particular computer, it just lags and it doesn't even... it's a mess. It really is a mess. But anyway, let's get into it. Let's get into this. So, Friends star Matthew Perry's death prompts online links to COVID jab. Could I be any more vaccinated? So I have my thoughts on that. I'm just saying my mom and my brother have gotten the jab. I have not gotten the jab. And my brother, who's gotten the jab, has gotten COVID 3 times. So I don't think I need to say anything else. Islamic scholar gives queers for Palestine crowd a reality check. Okay. This sounds interesting. Let's see what the reality check is. Can anyone guess what the reality check is? Nothing quite underscores the woke left's disconnect with reality than the idea that Islamist attitudes towards homosexuality will be put aside to unify against a common oppressor. With massive organized demonstrations taking place to demand that Israel call off the dogs in its war on Hamas terror organization, there has been presence of signs reading "Queers for Palestine" at protests, even though the lifestyle is explicitly condemned in Muslim countries where there is a history of throwing gay people off of buildings, among other punishments. I remember that. I do remember that. The left wing concept of which theoretically means that desperate oppressed groups will unite against a political foe, in this case Israel, is being put to the test in the Middle East conflict, where America's left-wing Jew haters may have a tough time selling their domestic products in markets where Allah is the ultimate authority. Let's see. So I play this. There's a clip here. Let's see. I don't know if it's in English or not, but let's see.
شعبنا الفلسطيني المسلم لا يرضى أن يكون لوطي واحد.
Okay, so I guess I could there is subtitles, but let me put it back. I'm gonna mute it. I'm just gonna read the subtitles first, just in case someone thinks that I am saying these things. Let me just show you where this is coming from. From here. In fact, I'll just leave it up here. I'll try to keep up with it. The subtitle is going very fast, but it starts out right here. Our Muslim Palestine people will not accept a single homosexual openly declaring his abomination. I gotta pause, it's going too fast. Will you allow a single homosexual on the land of Jerusalem and Palestine? And it says here, will you allow that? Our people will not allow there to be institutions that promote this abomination. Okay. A little bit more to go, people. On the blessed and pure land of Palestine. That's only 30 seconds. I got at least another minute and 7 seconds to go. But you get the point. I don't think I need to. You get where they're going with that. I mean, let's see. So, yeah, there's that. There is that. What else do we have here? David Hogg's latest gun-grabbing grandstand backfires spectacularly. Let's see what this is all about. Trending through tragedy, David Hogg's latest attempt at grandstanding for gun grabbers backfired spectacularly when his hypocrisy were defeated by his own admission of reality. Like a bat signal for buffoonery, reports of a firearm being used to commit evil in the United States drew the Harvard-educated Hogg out for his latest foray in meeting out social justice. Okay, let's see if okay, no video of him saying it. Anyway, let's keep reading. I thought it would have been a video of him, but there's no video. There is no video. Let's see. I lost my place. Where did I go? I said like a bat signal already. He's attempting to score quick points over the massacre that took place in Maine a Sunday morning post on X was readily shown the base those seeking to erode the Second Amendment. Though not readily apparent to the radical activists, Hogg linked to a report from ABC News about an attempted purchase by the murderer. The gun show then refused to sell him the silencer. He added, with speculation, who knows how many more would have died if the law were not in place. I don't know what to say. I'm just sick and tired of people like that, just nonsense that they're spewing. Nonsense stuff. DeSantis warns red flag laws will be weaponized against people the government doesn't like. Of course it will. Of course, that's what they do. That is exactly what they do. Let's see, left-wing commentator calls Newsom's terrifying California a nightmare over crime. Let's see, shooting in Tampa leaves two dead, 18 injured after fight breaks out at Halloween celebration. I'm just reading a lot of headlines because if a headline catches your eye, you can always look it up and read the full story. Don't just go by headlines. 19-year-old admits to randomly sucker punching park goers. Everybody makes mistakes. Okay, that don't sound like a mistake if you're doing it on purpose, but Ilhan Omar makes frantic last ditch appeal to stop Israel's ground offensive. But if it was the other way around, would you be stopping them? Would you be saying, hey, Sarah, whatever? We'll be. You also, okay, I'm not gonna. 28-year-old nurse dies by the S word, and she leaves troubling letter to her abuser, the U.S. healthcare system. Sad stuff here. Sad stuff. Okay, this is gonna be the last story. I gotta go. Dog, she eats everything. Chip is the one with the stomachache, and Maggie eats everything from rubber to plastic. Okay, stay, Maggie. Stay there. Now she's eating the stuffing. Okay. The family of a former nurse in Ohio is blaming the nation's healthcare system for her decision to take her own life. Tristan Kate Smith worked in a hospital emergency room in Dayton, Ohio, as a nurse before she committed the S-word in August, devastating and shocking her family and friends. But speaking of that, this past weekend was tough for me. The new job, I've been working like 12-hour shift, which is not something new, but the fact that I'm waking up at 3:30 in the morning to take care of the dogs and then drive an hour 15 minutes at 4:30 to get to, it's just. So anyway, Friday after I got home, I shut off my phones, and after I took my dogs out, I slept in. You know, that was, unfortunately, that was one of our Saturdays where we do our Bible study meetup, and so everyone was worried. And so this past Sunday, my Christian friend, he came over unexpectedly because my phone was off. He was like, he didn't see you. I was worried about you. But yeah, I just explained to him. It was a mental health day for sure. But hopefully things will get better soon once I get the company vehicle. But I have strayed way off topic. I've strayed into the old formula of random thoughts. That's what it used to be. Anyway, let's get back on track here. Where was I? To the abuser, it says here, I'll find my place again. She worked in the hospital emergency room in Dayton, Ohio. I said that already. She committed the S word. I said that already. Devastating her friends and family. But their pain was magnified when they reportedly discovered the 28-year-old had written a letter to her abuser that being the U.S. healthcare system months before she died. Her abuser? What happened to her? The letter titled A Letter to My Abuser was published in the local Ohio paper, the Oakwood Register, earlier this month, along with a message from her father. You're reading this now because Tristan's story needs to be told. We need to take action. Our nation's healthcare system is broken, and it broke our girl, he wrote. Her passion for nursing has turned into a nightmare. Tristan was in trouble. Nurses are in trouble. Indeed, Smith's letter drew more attention to what the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported about record levels of burnout, harassment, and desire to leave the field among healthcare workers, according to the Daily Mail. Stay there, Maggie. Oh, my dog is so... I thought it was an actual abuser. She's saying that seems like the healthcare system was her abuser, I guess. You beat me to the point that my body and mine are black, bruised, and bleeding out. Well, I can attest to that. Sometimes that happens and you gotta take a mental day. I mean, the mental day help, but I need more. I mean, I need like several days to relax. Maggie, don't come over here. It's hard to do a show with her. She's not studio ready like Chip is. But what do you expect from a puppy? Anyway, yeah, sad to hear what she did to herself. But yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Migrants set up mini city under Brooklyn Queens Expressway, complete with nighttime market. Wow. Wow. Alright, these animals are... animals, please let me... I can't. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna have to end the show again early because... Chip. Yeah. You're making me do doggy talk on the camera. Huh? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Hey. I want your paw, Maggie. Alright. Say hello, Chip. Alright. Now we get to see Chip. Monday with Maggie, Friday's Chip. Hi, buddy. Hi. Yeah. Maggie, move. She gets jealous. She wants to be in on the action, too. Yeah, say happy Friday. Happy Friday. Yeah. All right. As you can see, I can't continue any longer. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out our Random Thoughts shorts. And I will see you in the next one. Peace.